Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hi, this is George Gaudy, agent. Have fun with the transfer update show with Florian. I hope you enjoy.
Ja, das war George Gaudy. Ihr fragt euch jetzt vielleicht, wer ist überhaupt George Gaudy? Und die Antwort lautet, einer der einflussreichsten Agenten im internationalen und insbesondere türkischen Fußball. Er ist extra nach München gekommen, um exklusiv mit unserem Sky-Transfer-Reporter Florian Plettenberg zu sprechen. Und aus diesem Grund melden wir uns heute mit einer Spezialsendung Transfer-Update Inside. Gaudy gibt unter anderem Einblicke, wie die Wechsel von Leroy Sané und Victor Osimhen zu Galatasaray Istanbul über die Bühne ging. Also ganz viel Spaß dabei.
George, welcome to Munich.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for your time. Yeah, let's speak about you in the very beginning. How would you introduce yourself to the German visitors, to the German transfer market? We also see you a lot at the airports from all over the world, especially in Istanbul.
Well, I started my career as a FIFA agent. And then I developed into an intermediary, especially with the international transfers. And then I evolved to being a football club consultant. And I would define myself now as a person that, if there's to do an analysis of the market, if there's to do a negotiation, if there's to construct a team, if there's to advise a player on his career, I am able to do so. And I created my own teamwork of 5-6 people that support me and in this process.
Let's speak about some players. You have been involved, some transfers coming from the past. Give us all the names, all the stories behind.
Well, my first biggest transfer in my career was when I met Samuel Eto'o. I negotiated his transfers between UK, Italy, and Turkey. Those were the first big transfers. And then I was, as I mentioned, Mario Gomez. I also bought him to Besiktas. And then, yes, I was involved with the Samir Nasri transfer when he was at Manchester City with Jeremy Menez, with Leonardo, the ex-sport director of PSG, that I bought him to coach. And I dealt with the ex-legends of Arsenal, also with Gervinho and Giroud, Johan Giroud, the captain of Switzerland. I was involved also with Marek Hamsik and also with Elif Elmas when I brought him to Napoli and then when I brought him to Leipzig in last winter 2024. It was actually one of the biggest signings of that window, but he didn't have the chance to express all of his potential, which is now he's showing in Napoli by regularly playing. And then I followed the transfers of Per Schuurs, also from Ajax, and of Timothy Castagne to the Premier League. And of course, the captain of Spain, Morata.
Can you explain the story behind George Gaudy and Galatasaray?
In the summer of 2022, there were the new elections, and I met the new responsible of the football. And I had come from successful years in the transfer market in Turkey when I bought many important players that did well. I remember also when I bought Mario Gomez and to Besiktas, and he made them champions in 2015. He had a big contribution, becoming also top goal scorer. And also Samuel Eto'o, and I had come from also contributing to Trabzonspor, becoming champions after nearly 40 years with key signings. So the new person in charge of the football wanted to meet me, and we met, and he had actually started with already with a few transfers, and he was planning to do some others, but I didn't see that way he was doing a way that could make the team champions. So I explained him my vision and how I thought the team could become champions, and we started working together, and in that summer we transferred Torreira from Arsenal, Mertens on a free transfer from Napoli, and then Mauro Icardi from PSG. And that transfer was very influential over the course of the season. He had an amazing season and contributed a lot for the championship. And this transfer was done at the last day of the market, but actually it was a three-month negotiation. And to bring him to the club on a free loan with nearly most of the salary paid by PSG was a very positive thing. And I remember the last days of the market when I was in his house, and he had decided not to come to stay in PSG because it was a short season for the World Cup. He didn't want to go. And I was in his house 6-7 hours. And I told him I would not leave without him coming. And actually, we managed to convince him, and we left together to Istanbul. So those three transfers were very positive, and not only for the players, but for the economical conditions they arrived at, which were excellent for the club. And that is how my story, I would say, began with Galatasaray.
Let's speak about the transfers today, because they have an influence on the global transfer market. Can you explain in short or in detail, if you want, what is or where does the ambition comes from to make all these spectacular transfers for Galatasaray in a window, a transfer window, what has never happened before? My personal opinion.
Gala has a very big president, has a strong vice president, and has a very strong board. And the ambitions are very high. I would say that I can't tell you about the ambitions of the club. I can tell you about what my ambitions, if I continue working with the club, are. And that the ambitions are to arrive to the final stages of the Champions League, to perhaps in 2029 participate to the Club World Cup, and to continue bringing the players at the right conditions, which is important.
What okay. is the right condition for you? What is the right condition?
If you look at the players that arrived, like Davinson Sanchez, which was a transfer from Tottenham, he arrived for under 10 million euro. And he's a player that was also key in the last seasons for the team. He arrived at good economical condition. Of course, it was a long negotiation there, also lasting many months. And then Lucas Torreira arrived for 6 million euro. He's a key player in the midfield for the last three seasons. Icardi came for 10 million euro. I will later explain you about Sané. He came on a free transfer. Osimhen came on a free loan. Ziyech from Chelsea came on a free transfer. Zaniolo came for 15 million after a few days before. There was an offer from 30 million euro from a UK club. Also, the captain of Spain was brought to the club on a 2 million loan fee. These are right transfers. A club, money is important, but I think in the transfer market, the knowledge and the identification of the players is equally important. It's a difficult environment to come to. So the players that arrive there have to be the right ones. And that's why I spent a lot of time during the market also observing and speaking with people around the players and the players to try and limit the errors, possible errors of the club, and be sure that the players which arrive are the right players.
What is the big advantage of the Turkish transfer market? Is it just about the salary? We speak about Lira Zeni later in the interview, but is it just the net salary? Is it the atmosphere between Galatasaray and Fenerbahce? Why do you think famous players would like to join the Turkish football?
Well, the salary is important. This is, of course, but it's not the only part, because regarding Galatasaray, I think the top players – now see it as a further option in their career, not only for the money, but also for the competitiveness of the teams in Europe. You are seeing now the results of the team in the Champions League. And this gives them a further option, but not at the end of the career, at the peak of the career. You see many players arriving at 26, 27, 28 years old, whereas perhaps in the past, players used to come over 30 years old. So I think this can help. Then, of course, you have a huge passion. You have the love that the fans give you, which is perhaps unique in Europe and perhaps in the world.
George, you have had a big influence on the transfer of Leroy Sané. Let's speak about Leroy Sané. Where to start this complex? When did the idea to sign Leroy Sané come about?
This idea had come many, many months before the beginning of the transfer market. I knew that this was a player the team needed to make an upgrade. He was an essential player for the construction of the next season. And when I started this negotiation many, many months before, actually I had started with his previous agents, then there was a change of management, and I continued with his new agents. And of course it was difficult. He had offers from the top clubs in UK, Germany. He had offers, huge offers from Saudi. It was with the World Cup coming, it was a big decision for his career. How did I convince him? I think I spoke a lot with his agents and also with him, and I told him that Gala could be a place where he could be one of the leaders of the team. He could fit in well in the system, and he could perhaps win in a place which could bring him great emotions and great satisfaction, and perhaps have a chance in winning in Europe where the team never won before. And it took a bit of time, but I think they trusted me in this, in what I was telling them. And they agreed that it was a new challenge that was coming at the right point of his career. And I was explaining the board and the president that we needed to do this transfer very early, because if we waited too long, the competition would have been even stronger and it would have been very difficult to sign this player. And I insisted that it would be done before he traveled with Bayern for the USA for the World Cup. And this was a bit not common for Gala in the Turkish market, because these top players normally...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-20 and 1526. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Arrive at the second part of the season, and to be able to sign such a player at the beginning of the season gave a strong signal, I think, for the transfer market.
Can you explain in detail what's happening within the club? You have the idea. He has a new agent with Pini Zahavi. You have a good connection to Pini. You can explain as well if you want. What's happening inside Galatasaray if there has someone the idea to bring in Leroy Sané?
Well, first of all, the technical indications of the coach was to bring this kind of player with this kind of characteristics. So therefore, a free agent of the level of Sané, how can you not take him into consideration? Then, of course, Pini, I started with his previous agent, but with Pini I have a special relationship. I know him for over 15 years. We did many things together in the world of football, and I admire him a lot for his career. And we had good conversations, but it was not a simple process, because he had much higher offers from other clubs and the offers from European clubs, which were perhaps still more ahead of Gala at the moment. So it was a good negotiation. And probably they, Pini trusted me and the player trusted me. And now to see him as one of the top assets men in the Champions League, returning to the national team, being happy in Istanbul, it's what I was saying to him before the transfer, actually all is happening. So I think the player and his people also are happy about what happened.
One of the most important transfers for you, for Galatasaray? In the youngest history, Leroy Sané? I can remember your words when he arrived at the airport. You said, there's coming a player at the peak of his career. And you have been very, very proud. And now you are smiling too.
No, I think to manage to transfer these iconic players at coming from such big clubs with such fierce competition on the market and to bring these players at the how I said, at the peak of their career, at the beginning of the transfer market, is a huge success for the club. And the president, the vice president and the coach, we did a huge teamwork all together to be able to bring such an important player. And hopefully other of these transfers will happen again in the future.
How do you see his performances so far?
I think there was a period of adaptation to the league, to the country, and now his performance is becoming a key factor for the team, especially in the Champions League. And I think we haven't seen still his full potential. I think in the next few months he will show his full potential, and he will increase even his levels, which are already very, very high.
We have spoken about Leroy, about the importance, but you have also managed the record transfer of the club, Victor Osimhen. How did this transfer happen after a loan, now the permanent deal? Give us all the details you can.
At the end of the market of last summer, when I called the club and I called the coach to propose this player, they thought it was a joke. They did not take me seriously. Victor Osimhen, one of the best strikers in the world. Why would he come to Gala at 26 years old? Why would Napoli give him? So, actually, the coach, he took me seriously. And it was towards the end of the market. People say luck, chance. No, it was no luck, no chance. It happened with Icardi. It happened with Davinson Sanchez. It happened with Zaniolo. All these players arrive at the end of the market, but all these big players are monitored by me. The last days of the market, anything can happen. Some details, the transfers can get cancelled. So he was a player on my radar. And when the market finished and the other deals collapsed, I immediately stepped in and I had a clear plan. And I had a few hours to execute the plan. I decreased the release clause from Napoli. It was over 100 million to 75 million. I convinced Victor to extend the contract for one more year at the club. And this opened the doors for a loan move. There were many problems, I remember, we were at the airport. And the UEFA lists were closing the day after. And there were problems with the contracts of Napoli. He was not sure whether to leave or not. And we were there in the airport talking for 2 hours. And I managed to convince him to come. And I was thinking to myself, what happens if he doesn't come now? There were thousands of people waiting already in the airport in Istanbul. And these probably were the longest 2 hours of my football career. And I managed to convince him and he followed me. And then everything went well. But he had a strong determination to come to Gala from the beginning. He had huge respect for the club. And this also was a key factor in managing to bring him. And then after one year, when the clause was at 75 million, this summer market was not the 75 million of the last summer market. Napoli put it thinking that it was a big amount at the time, but the market completely changed this summer. And if you look at the transactions for the strikers, many transactions were much higher than 75 million. We are talking about one of the number nines, probably, if not the best, one of the best players in the world in this position. To buy him at 75 million was a good financial operation for the club. And this negotiation lasted for also many months because, first of all, Victor had to decide where he wanted to play. He had the choice of playing in most of the top clubs in the world. Only a few of them came out on the press, but there were many more. And he took his decision around the beginning of July, and the clause was ending also at the beginning of July. So we didn't have time, once he took his final choice to stay at Gala, to be able to do everything with Napoli. When the clause finished, offers arrived for 10, 15 million higher than the clause. So it was, but at that point, Victor was very strong and he said, I'm only going to play in Gala. And this helped us a lot in the negotiation. And of course, then the vice president and the president, they did an unbelievable job to be able to pay 75 million in 1 year to Napoli. It's something which I define, we all made history with this move together to be able to bring one of the best strikers in the world to Gala at the peak of his career.
Are you optimistic that Victor Osimhen will stay at Galatasaray for a very long time, or is it possible that he will leave the club next summer?
I think he decided to sign for the club for a project, and the project is not only for 1 year. There's a project in the club for more than 1 year. And I see him being a leader and with his personality helping the club grow a lot and to try and reach the ambitions of the club. So I don't see it as a transfer that happened only to stay 1 year at the club. I see him being a leader for this team for the next years and helping also other big players arriving to the team in the next few seasons, trying to reach the objectives. He's happy in Istanbul. He has a good salary. He's loved by millions of supporters. The team is competitive in the Champions League. He is performing well. Why change?
Currently the top earner of the club, can you say this?
Correct.
No release clause in his contract?
No release clause.
Possible to give a compliment to Fenerbahce, the big rival, because also very famous transfers with Ederson, with Asensio, Alvarez, Skriniar, Semedo, Brown, Duran. What do you think about the transfer activities coming from them, also Aktürkoğlu?
No, I think they're doing a good job on the transfer market. I'm actually personally happy that they're signing all these players. It makes the league more competitive. And especially for the UEFA ranking, if they do well in the European competition, it will help the Turkish football. So I encourage them to continue signing as many big players as possible. Not only them, there are also other clubs in Turkey like Beşiktaş who are doing a good job and can continue improving with the big transfers.
What do you think about Can Uzun, one of the Turkish stars in the Bundesliga?
I like a lot this player. I tried to transfer him to Italy a few years ago. I followed
him. To Italy?
Yes, to some Serie A clubs. I followed him from when he was young. I knew he would perform at higher levels, and I've been following him also in the last year. And it's a player which I have a lot of respect for, which I think will continue growing and become one of the strongest players in Europe.
George, rumors on the market about Lionel Messi, about a possible loan to Galatasaray. The president has also spoken about him, saying we have raised our level of success so high that it's understandable to ask about Messi. Is there any truth in it?
As the president already replied to this question, I would leave this up to him. What I can say is that this is a world football legend, and if there would be an opportunity, I think it could be beneficial for the club.
Coming to the end, George, in the future, what can we expect? How long do you want to collaborate with Galatasaray? What is your personal ambition for the future?
I can say that several other clubs have manifested interest and appreciation for my work that I've done in the last few years for this club. But I feel that the project is not ended yet. We had a dream a few years ago to bring this club to certain levels, and this has not ended yet. And especially with the coach. I respect him and I admire him a lot, and we have some common objectives, and so I feel that there's a lot of work still to be done.
The perfect end. Thank you so much. All the best for your future with Galatasaray.
Thank you.
We will follow your way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Das waren spannende Einblicke vom Starberater George Gadi. Cool, dass er so offen mit Florian Plettenberg über Transfers wie die von Leroy Sané und Victor Osimhen zu Galatasaray Istanbul gesprochen hat. Und morgen geht's dann auch schon wieder bei uns weiter mit Transfer-Update. Die Show dann mit Philipp Hinze und Thomas Fleischmann um 18 Uhr wie gewohnt. Unbedingt einschalten, also ganz viel Spaß.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.